Today is Goodwill Day in Phoenix, Arizona, December 2nd, 2013. This recording will be posted on the Goodwill website.
Hello?
Yes. And Rick put the wire.
No, it's on. Yeah. Just gotta put the switch on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. So there's actually a switch on the top. I can get it out. So when you're ready, there's a switch right here.
Okay.
So if you just push it upwards, it'll turn it on.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and then you're ready to go. Did you want me to turn it on now, or you want to just...
Yeah, why don't you? Because there isn't going to be that. That way we don't have to worry about it.
Okay. So you're all set, ready to go.
Great. Super, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me just see if Marilyn's all...
I don't know.
I'd like to welcome you all to the Fall 2013 Goodwill Committee meeting. My name is Sandy DiMartino, and I am the chair of your committee. I'd like to introduce you to some people who are here today. First of all, I'd like you to meet my co-chairs, Sandy Arlinghouse, Marilyn Villauer, Denise Saul at the door, and Johi Janicki. My other co-chairs were not able to be with us today, but I want you to see these people and know that this is like a committee within a committee. And if you have any ideas on what we could do, how we could make it better, how we could make it different, please see one of us and let us know. I'd like now to introduce you to our ACBL Chief Executive Officer, Robert Hartman.
Thank you. Wow, this is an amazing setting, amazing people. It doesn't get any better than this. I am here to present the Nadine Wood Volunteer of the Year. Typically, this is done by our president, but unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, he qualified for the second day of the Super Seniors. So I am the fill-in. And for those of you who don't know, the Nadine Wood Volunteer of the Year is given to the volunteer that has really exhibited the effort and selflessness that makes the ACBL volunteers the best in the world. It's one of our highest honors, and this year I'm proud to say that we have two recipients, and this is chosen by the president. The first recipient is Silvana Scotto. And I got to know Silvana personally. She was in one of the focus groups that we had when we were talking about doing a big fundraising event at clubs. So we pulled together some club managers and some club owners and said, what can we do really, really big that would help the ACBL give to a cause that is near and dear to our members' hearts? And in the focus group, she was very active. She really took the bull by the horns, and we got on this Alzheimer's event, and we talked about Wounded Warriors. We talked about all different fundraisers, but Alzheimer's was the one that really stood out, just given how our game really helps you keep your mind sharp and active, and most of the people in the room were touched in some way by the disease. And Silvana said, I'm going to go back to my club and raise a lot of money, and we're going to do this longest day event on June 21st. Well, boy, did she. The Sagamore Bridge Club, which she runs, raised the most money of any bridge club on the longest day, close to $80,000 alone. And she's just a fireball. She started the bridge club without even being a great bridge player. She just kind of took up the game and said, we need a good bridge club on Long Island, New York. And she did it. She found a space and she started, and she's teaching people, and it's just a great, great person for the game of bridge. And she volunteers her time and does a great job. So the first recipient, as I said, is Silvana Scotto. And she's not here today, but I think we should still give her a round of applause for all that she's done. The second volunteer of the year is Kitty Gottfried. And Kitty is from Margot Henning's District 6. And I have never met Kitty, but I was able to read her bio. And if you want to read a bio that brings tears to your eyes, Kitty Gottfried is it. I'm not going to go into her whole life story, but she was born in Japan and dealt with the fallout of Pearl Harbor. She was a Japanese citizen at the time that Pearl Harbor happened, and obviously it was a difficult place to be growing up at that time. But she ended up coming to the United States. And this is an interesting point. She got involved in hospitality before she even knew about the game of bridge. She's such a giving person. She cared about making sure people were happy even though she wasn't a bridge player. So she got involved in hospitality in 1975 and started learning the game of bridge in 1980. So it's kind of the flip-flop of kind of what we normally do. People usually get into the game and then volunteer their time. She volunteered her time for a game she didn't really know. That just shows what a giving person she is. She worked very closely with the person who this award is named after, Nadine Wood, in the Washington, D.C. area. And she's served as a volunteer for the ACBL, if you do the math, for over 38 years. So there probably hasn't been much more of a better recipient just from a pure volunteer standpoint than Kitty Gottfried. So unfortunately, Kitty is in hospice care now, but I hope if we give her a big round of applause, she'll hear it back in the D.C. area. Before I turn it back into Sandy, I want to acknowledge Sandy. I can't say enough of what she's done in her first year as the chair of Goodwill. Sandy's shown great enthusiasm, and when we think about Goodwill, this is Sandy DiMartino is what you think about for Goodwill. She's a believer in Goodwill, and we should all be very proud to have her as our chair. Sandy?
Sorry we had to pose for that photo op, but a little pause. Now what I'd like to do, I will tell you that hopefully the two people that Robert has just spoken about, the volunteers of the year, will be able to attend our spring meeting for the actual presentation of their award. And a little later we will also talk about our Goodwill Member of the Year, who will also be invited to the spring meeting for their formal presentation. What I'd like to do now is just have any Goodwill members who are here for the first time, if they would just stand and let us know their name, where they're from, what district. Anyone? Missouri, thank you. Welcome. Welcome to you. Well, I'm sorry if, is there someone else? a very, very, very warm welcome to all of you. Ah! Welcome. Is anyone... Thank you very, very much, and really, welcome to you. And I hope you have much fun with this committee and fun at home and enjoy the goodwill. Now, I'd like to introduce the members of our board of directors. Would you please stand? Thank you very, very much. We'd like to thank you very, very much for all you do. Bill Arlinghouse, could you please remain standing for just 1 minute? Bill will be leaving the board of directors after many very, very, very good years of service. And I'd like to thank you very, very, very much, Bill. Thank you. Shirley Seals and Bill Cook will also be leaving the board. Shirley had to go home. She had to leave, not for a bad reason, just it was time to go home. And Bill, as we said before, is in the super seniors, so we have to wish him good luck, certainly. And now I would just like our new president of the board, Phyllis Harlan, to please stand and be acknowledged. We also are going to welcome some new members to our board who I don't believe are here today, but I just want you to know about them, and if you see them and wear them.
Oh, there's Jay.
Oh, Jay is here. Okay, thank you. They were supposed to watch for you, Jay. You must have snuck in when I wasn't looking. So welcome to the board of directors, Jay Whipple from District 9. And also to Russ Jones and Dennis Carmen, who are not here tonight, but welcome to you also. Our host director, Bonnie Bagley from District 17, would like to welcome you also. Good evening. I'd just like to wish you all a very hearty welcome. I don't think you could ask for better weather. It's a beautiful night. We are so lucky to be able to have this function outdoors where some parts of the country are snowy, raining, and freezing cold. And thank you for coming, and I will be speaking to you later. Bonnie also has a special award to give, but she wanted to wait just a few minutes to do that, so we will get back to that. I would like to announce also that the ACBL Goodwill Member of the Year has also been chosen. And again, as I said, this is announced now and the presentation will be in the spring. And this award is presented each year to the member who has exhibited unselfish dedication to the causes of good conduct, worthy participation, and ethical behavior. And this year, our ACBL Goodwill Member of the Year is Carl Denker from District 8. In the nominations that were submitted for Carl, some of the things that they said about him was that he was a dynamic, invaluable volunteer, and always had a smile. In fact, he not only smiled, but would go out of his way to shake the hand of as many people as possible that came to his sectional or his district regionals. They actually said they would consider him Mr. Goodwill. He's dynamic, one of the things that I told the board of directors was I thought this was such a great thing. If you had been at a past tournament and you didn't show up at the next one, he would send you a postcard and said, "Hi, Rich, I'm sorry you didn't get to the last tournament, but please, we hope to get you to the next one, and we hope that you come." And then, when Rich showed up, he wrote him a postcard and said, "Thank you so much for coming." I just think this is just such a great thing. The more we make each of our people feel special, and that each and every one of them is important to our game, I think the better that we will be and the more our game will grow. Bonnie, I think we're going to have you come back and present your award. As I said to Bonnie, we've had a short agenda today. We hope that we're not quite done, but we hope that you will have time to have another glass of wine, a little more to eat, and don't go away yet. The meeting is not quite over.
Recognizing local volunteers was a high priority of our ultimate goodwill ambassador, Eileen Osofsky, for which this committee is named. She considered it very important, and it is a responsibility the district director has to select a local player to be recognized. Now, this was a hard job for me. The reason being, Phoenix, Arizona, they have a wealth of dedicated, loyal, hardworking volunteers. How do you select one? Well, it was also an easy job for me because one just kept rising to the top. The people who rose to the top are Daryl and Marcia Helton, who happen to be your chairman for this tournament. 11 years ago, at the Phoenix NABC, this couple drove from Sedona 2 hours, less than 50 points, novice players. After playing, they said, "We're going back." Well, they jumped in feet first, and they haven't stopped walking, swimming, running, mountain biking since. They are teachers. They're in administration. Daryl has been the president of the Sedona unit since 2006. Marcia has been the president. Several years ago, the Sedona club attendance was deteriorating. They said, along with some others, "What can we do? We need more bridge players." So they organized an education program and a "We want to hold your hand." And they went out and recruited players. And now the Sedona Club is the 12th largest in table count in our district, which is rather large. Daryl is known as Mr. Wonderful, and by virtue of being married to Mr. Wonderful, Marcia is Mrs. Wonderful. So it gives me they call him Saint Daryl. Now, I did not know that. Okay, he is a saint. Daryl has served on our district 17 board. He was the GNT coordinator, and if any of you are GNT coordinators, you know what that is like. He resigned after their district GNT final in June so he could devote more time to this tournament. They have done an absolutely fantastic job. They took the job because the people who were originally going to be chairman had to resign when they were assured of support by the local Phoenix unit. They said, "Let's go," and they went. It gives me great pleasure to present this certificate to them with admiration and gratitude and love. Daryl and Marcia Helton, Mr. and Mrs. Wonderful. Oh, I have to tell you one thing. Just to tell you how wonderful they are hosting a party for the Sedona unit, which is why they were not here to begin with. I called them and said, please come, so they knew they were being honored, but that's okay. They have their priorities right. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Bonnie. Are you going to say something? Yeah, I would like to.
No, I like you.
You know, I've always got something to say.
Move over just a little. There we go. There we go.
One more?
Let me make sure it's okay. Yeah, let me do one. Ready, set.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
No.
Oh. And I don't talk.
He doesn't talk. But he does good with candy. He's a candy man. No, Daryl's a workhorse. Anybody will tell you, you know, he is Mr. Wonderful. He does everything. Daryl has made me successful. I do talk a lot, and I'm not Mrs. Wonderful. Far from it. Anybody that's, you know, had got in my way will tell you that. Just a little bit I want to say. Today is Goodwill Day, and I recognized that a long time ago. When we decided to purchase a sponsorship for the Sedona Bridge Club, which we are very dear and near to, I wanted it to be on Goodwill Day, because that's what we believe in, that's what we strive for at our club. As Bonnie mentioned, when we started our We Want to Hold Your Hand drive, we were down to where we could only hold 3 club games a week. We had dropped to under 150 games or tables a month. And I went to the membership. I was kind of a newbie at the time, and I said, I mean, I was life master, and I said, I'll teach. But it doesn't do me any good to teach if I bring somebody into this club and anybody says one bad word to them, because it takes a lot of work for me to develop a bridge player, and it only takes one bad statement to drive them out of here. And I have to say, for the most part, we always have exceptions, but our club has really been supportive of us, and that's what's made it work. You know, it takes everybody together. And we, as club managers, directors, and board members, we have to really strive. We can't just talk about goodwill. We have to walk the talk. And a lot of times, I got to take people to the woodshed. If you know what I mean, if somebody does something wrong, then I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk to them and say, hey, we don't act like that in Sedona. That's not acceptable here. You know, we're going to be a friendly club. We're going to be a competitive club. And when Bonnie says that we're number 12 in District 17, understand we have 11,000 people in Sedona. Okay? Pretty good numbers. Okay, so we've been successful, you know, and we've worked hard. Daryl's been there every minute of every day. Our volunteers, Mimi Esser, Pat Dodd, Ann Shaler, have been there every minute, every day. We've had a lot of support. As I said, our club members reach out to our newer players. They help them. They mentor them. They play with them. And that's what makes it successful. So with that, I think I've said about enough. I know you're already probably want to eat and everything like that. But thank you very much, Bonnie. Thanks for the recognition. And thank you for being here. It's going to be a wonderful tournament. We're already, we got things well underway. And we have let me just say, I can't stop talking. Let me talk about the people from Phoenix. I mean, this has been a wonderful, wonderful committee that I've worked with. We've got, this is a unique situation. We got Unit 354, the Scottsdale group. We got Unit 351, Scottsdale, Phoenix. 351 is the east and southern part of Phoenix. And of course, Sedona. There's a trio of groups of people that probably, we didn't know anybody. We didn't know each other, but now we're working together. We have a common goal to make this tournament successful, to make everybody have a good time while they're there. So, and I think I want to give recognition to Joanne and Leon and Dave Zabaka from 351 and Jim Horton, the management of 351. They all stepped up and said, we're going to make this a good tournament, and we will make it a good tournament. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. I know why you let her do the talking. I told Daryl I know why he lets Marcia do the talking. She does such a great job.
So congratulations to both of you. That's just great.
So we're going to go back to our
back to your party.
Everybody from Sedona's here today for Sedona Day, so we got them up in our room. So thank you.
She's got brought a busload of her rubies down.
So I'd like to say thank you all for coming today. Thank you for being the goodwill people in your units, in your clubs, in your district. You know how important. Marcia couldn't have said it better. Just keep that smile on your face. Now, please, thank you to the staff, the ACBL staff, for everything you did to make this reception. We have heaters, we have pretty sky, it's beautiful. But please, proudly wear your goodwill pin. Support goodwill in your district and your units, and remind others that we can be competitive, still be friendly, caring, ethical. I look forward to seeing you all in the spring in Dallas. Remember, love that competition. Hate to lose, but try to lose gracefully and be humble in victory. And smile often. Take care.
Oh.